So all eyes are on Topeka as a special session gets underway later this morning, as they're going to be running down and discussing the vaccine mandates that many states are pushing back on around the country. Let's welcome on the Kansas Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman out of Olathe. He's on KCMO Talk Radio. Mr. Speaker, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Where are we as of right now as you guys get set to get going on this special session later this morning?
Well, good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on. We're in the Capitol now, and at 10 o'clock, we will start debating the bills that will, you know, restore some freedom to our great folks of Kansas. Never before has Kansans been put in a situation to choose between their health and their jobs and their livelihoods, and we're here to do something about the federal overreach.
So just so people know, I mean, this is still going to be focused on a religious exemption, right? Not necessarily medical. It's going to be all focused on religion, or is there going to be a medical side to this exemption as well, possibly?
Yeah, it's actually both. It's broadening the religious exemption and also broadening the health exemptions as well.
Okay. How will that work out? I mean, will that people, assuming you get this thing passed, will that be doctor's notes? I mean, what will, for the medical side especially, what is that going to look like in terms of how these exemptions are going to theoretically work if the bill does end up passing?
Well, one of the things we were seeing is that some of the federal guidelines that came out did allow for these two exemptions. But some of our employers were asking a lot of questions that really it's none of their business. We believe if you have a doctor's note or a physician's note that says that you have a health reason, that's the end of the story. We shouldn't have to get into personal health files to prove that you have it's between you and your doctor. Same thing with the religious exemptions. If you have a religious, deeply held religious belief, we feel that's good enough, and your employer shouldn't be getting between you and your God either. And so, again, both these provisions are meant to keep Kansas working, and it's not only pro-employee, but it's also pro-employer.
Mm-hmm. Ron Reichman, Speaker of the House in Kansas, is joining us here as they get set for a special session this morning. What about Governor Kelly? I mean, she has publicly said that she is against these mandates, generally speaking. What have the conversations been with her office behind the scenes as you guys get set for this special session this morning?
Nothing in stone, but we'll take her, you know, her last press conference when she mentioned that she's against the mandates. We'll give her a chance to actually back those words up and sign a bill that matches the campaign rhetoric.
Okay. How about a timeline on this? What are we looking at timeline on? I know, you know, State Senate President Ty Masterson told us a couple of weeks ago he wants this thing done quickly and efficiently and effectively. Are we still looking at a day or two here to get this thing across the finish line before Thanksgiving?
Hey, you know, I just got the phone with the Senate President, and our goal is still to get this finished today and get it to the governor's desk as soon as possible. And, you know, as you know, the majority of this work fighting the federal mandates is happening in court, and our attorney general is doing a bang-up job getting us there. But the court doesn't move as quickly as our citizens need them to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here in Topeka now to, again, allow people to continue to work. You know, we have hyperinflation. It's going to get worse. We have unemployment signs everywhere. We can't allow folks to stay at home. We have to encourage them to stay working and give them the opportunity to work. That's why we're here.
So, I mean, there's reason to be optimistic about the governor signing whatever you guys send her based on some of the comments she has made. But on the outside chance it does not work out that way, do you feel like you would have the votes to override a veto on this?
Well, we'll take one step at a time. I think this bill is crafted in a way that does protect, again, both employees and employers, to keep our state and economy running and not have a federal mandate slow that down. The process would be that we'd have to come back. She would have up to 10 days to sign a bill or not sign a bill, let it become law. And so if there's signals that there isn't going to be a signature, we'll know kind of by some of the floor activity and discussions we're here in the Capitol together. We would have to get 84 folks back to make that happen. It's be very difficult to do in the middle of the holiday seasons with folks making their Christmas plans and coming off of Thanksgiving. But we're taking this one step at a time. The first step was something historic that the House and Senate together called the first special session in the state's history.
Mm-hmm.
We did it for a reason, and that was to protect the freedoms of our citizens. And again, never before have they had to choose between their health, their livelihoods, and their jobs. And what the Biden administration is doing, we had to do something. And this is what we believe will actually make it through the system. Lots of times we feel like we are fighting the other two branches of government. We have to make sure this not only gets a governor's signature, but also passes the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, last time in Senate Bill 40, we passed a lot of provisions. We had one activist court in Johnson County basically put a halt on the whole system for a while, and our citizens can't afford that. They're up against a timeline from the federal government's put timelines on our businesses. Our businesses are now putting timelines on our citizens. And so we want to make sure that this thing gets in place and stays in place.
Yeah.
Something that actually can help Kansans.
What about Speaker of the House in Kansas, Ron Reichman's joining us. They got a special session starting today that we'll be tracking. What about, there are businesses and corporations here in the Kansas City area, as you're well aware, who have required the vaccine. What about those who have maybe lost their jobs already because of this, despite in their eyes having a religious or medical exemption? Is there anything on the table for them at this point, or is this only for folks moving forward after this bill theoretically passes?
In this bill, there isn't. Okay. There is a lot of it was based after what they did and what DeSantis did in Florida. And what immediately happened after this bill was signed into law was a lot of the businesses reversed their decisions. And, when Disney was able to reverse their decisions, we assume that most of the Kansas businesses will do the same.
Okay. All right. So it really is going forward. And what about, if you are a private employer, this is always a tricky line between, what government's role is in this entire system here, especially in relation to this. If you are an employer and no matter how big your business is, you want to have a vaccine mandate for whatever reason, you can, but you just, if this thing does get through, so people understand, you cannot necessarily get rid of somebody if they do have a legitimate or religious or medical exemption. That's basically the summarization of this deal.
That's basically it. They can still have the mandate, but an employee would have the opportunity to have a doctor's note or have a note that says that they have a deeply held religious belief against the vaccine. And if the employer still decided to fire the employee, there's a process in place, and it's a process in place to get the wages and the job back. And it's a decision will ultimately be made by the attorney general. Again, this is based on what they did in Florida. Immediately there was a big impact. But the goal of this bill is to get people back to work or keep them in work, keep them at their job.
Okay. Interesting. Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman on KCMO. Mr. Speaker, thank you for being here. We'll be following you guys throughout the day here and into tomorrow potentially, and we'll see where it goes from there. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Ron Reichman, Speaker of the House, Kansas on KCMO Talk Radio. That special session does begin this morning at 10 o'clock, so we'll follow it here on KCMO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.